His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanarabinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nityalila Pavista Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Astotarasa Chi Simat. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhata Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. Nama Charya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premishika Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Minda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Si Braja Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Sinabadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Yamuna Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Sankirtan Yagya Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Books Distribution Ki Jai, Si Si Krishna Balaram Mandir Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktabinda Ki Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Nitai Goshitanat Primanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Sri Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnu Bhutale Shimati Gopal Krishna Joshami Tami Prabhupada Shya Sahityamiya Prakasha Viti Vacha Pacharangiraman Sadhu Gatpati Maha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devin Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pasyatya Deshatarine Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Se Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padham Sahagana Lalita Si Visakanditamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanesvari Visabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Shivash Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila Chapter 1 Text 72 Rasotsava Samprabrito Gopi Mandala Mandita Yoga Isvarena Krishnena Tasam Madhye Drabhyo Dvaya rasosca basam prabrito gopi mandala mandita yogeshwarena krishnena tasam madhye dvayor dvayo. Rasot sava sava prito gopi mandala mandita yogeshwarena krishnena asamadhye dvayor dvayo. Rasotsava samaprito gopi mandala mandita yogeshwarena krishnena
asamadhye dvayo.
Rasa utsava, the festival of the rasa dance. Sampavrita was began. Gopi Mandala, by groups of gopis, Mandita, decorated. Yoga Isvarena, by the master of all mystic powers, Krishnena, by Lord Krishna. Tasam, of them, madhye, in the middle, dvayo dvayo, of each two. This is a little kind of esoteric, because we're talking about, gonna speak about rasa dance as much as far as we can. Because it's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Translation: when Lord Krishna, surrounded by groups of cowherd girls, began the festivities of the rasa dance, the Lord of all mystic powers placed himself between each two girls. Purport: this verse is also quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 33, Text 3. That's the purport. So we're going to do another verse which is connected. They're all connected, but especially because the purport of the next verse is also from the same chapter of the 10th canto and 3 and 4 verses. Sloka number 3 and number 4. I'll just read it myself. Pravistena grihitanam kanteswa nikatam striya yang manyerang nabastavad vimana sata shankulam divaikasham sadharanam ati autsakya britatmanam tato dundo vayo nidhor nipetu puspa vristaya. Translation: when the cowherd girls and Krishna thus joined together, each girl thought that Krishna was dearly embracing her alone. To behold this wonderful pastime of the Lord's, the denizens of heaven and their wives, all very eager to see the dance, flew in the sky in their hundreds of airplanes. They showered flowers and beat sweetly on drums. Purport. This is another quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 33, Texts 3 and 4. Usually, the purports on the Chaitanya Charitamrita goes back again to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'm going to read the purport on texts 3 and 4 so we can have some more clear understanding what Srila Prabhupada says about this two slokas or three slokas. Starting from text 3 and 4. Yes. The purport of Srila Prabhupada, or Prabhupada's disciples, text 3, from 10th Canto, chapter 33, text 3. I'll repeat again the translation. The festive rasa dance commenced with the gopis arrayed in a circle. Lord Krishna expanded himself and entered between each pair of gopis. And as that matter of mystic power placed his arms around their necks, each girl thought he was standing next to her alone. The demigods and their wives were overwhelmed with eagerness to witness the rasa dance, and they soon crowded the sky with their hundreds of celestial airplanes. Purport. Srila Bilvamangal Thakur has written the following verse about the rasa dance. Anganam anganam antara madabho madabang madabang chantare rangana itam akalpite mandale madhyaga sanjagau venuna deviki nandana. Lord Madhava was situated between each pair of gopis, and a gopi was situated between each pair of his manifestations. And Sri Krishna, the son of Devaki, also appeared in the middle of the circle, playing his flute and singing. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur points out that the gopis, maddened by love, were unable to understand that Sri Krishna had expanded himself so he could personally dance with each of them. Each gopi saw one manifestation of Krishna. The demigods and their wives, however, could see all his different manifestations as they watched the rasa dance from their airplanes. And thus, they were completely astonished. From the next verses, purport again, text 4. Kettle drums then resounded in the sky while flowers rained down, and the chief Gandharvas and their wives sang Lord Krishna's spotless glories. Purport. As stated here, Lord Krishna's glory in dancing the rasa dance is pure spiritual bliss. The demigods in heaven, in charge of maintaining propriety in the universe, ecstatically accepted the rasa dance as the ultimate religious affair, completely different from the perverted reflection of romance we find in this mundane world. Jai. So here, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 77, or 72 rather, the description of how Lord Krishna, when the rasa dance just began, that each and every gopis, they were actually thinking that Krishna is with her alone, each and every gopis. According to the scriptures, there are 3 billion gopis, just for our understanding, but actually the gopis are unlimited. Just to give us an idea of how is the magnitude of this different intimate association of the Supreme Lord. In India, this 5 chapters of the Rasa Dance started from text or chapter 29 till chapter 33. 5 chapters. These are the most wanted chapters that they wanted to hear, even though unqualified. Because they think that by hearing these pastimes of the Supreme Lord, they will also come to the platform or be able to be with Krishna at the same platform. But according to Srila Prabhupada, this Rasa dance is not like a mundane ballroom dance. Krishna is the only one who can enjoy the Rasa dance, because he is the ultimate supreme enjoyer and we are all the enjoyed. So please, we do not want to be mistaken, because these pastimes of the Supreme Lord is so intimate that even Lord Krishna himself, he does not discuss this subject matter between himself and Radharani. He would talk about himself, or he would talk about his devotees, but together, these pastimes, no. Prabhupada says also that we should not discuss this in public, but it is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially for the neophyte like us, to give us an impetus so that we'll be able also to become inspired, because these activities or pastimes of the Supreme Lord is present and is still going on in this spiritual world. Something for us to aspire for. But we have to be qualified. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not discuss this to everyone, even to his associates, the Panchatattva. He did not discuss this to Lord Nityananda, to Advaita, Gadadhar. Of course, Gadadhar also is an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Shivash, Narad Muni, no. So, these pastimes of the Supreme Lord is the most intimate. Hare Krishna. So we have to be careful. Just like when the first time the Chaitanya Charitamrita was published in 1976, they wanted to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, because this is also the favorite book of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He would read this every day. Prabhupada says that one day it'll come that the world will learn to study Bengali because of this Chaitanya Charitamrita and also the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only discussed this to how many? 3.5 personalities? Madhavi, Shikhi Mahiti, Ramananda Roy, and Sarup Damodar. Not for everyone. And usually, for public, we discuss about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we must be very, very extra careful that in 1976, there were 2 groups of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, one in India and one in Los Angeles, who created a Gopi Baba Club. Of course, they were mistaken, those who are in Los Angeles. Actually, they're very serious. They're trying to study this Chaitanya Charitamrita. But then there is another group here in India who were discussing these topics along with the Mayavadis, impersonalists. And therefore, the devotees, they connected those two groups. And therefore, the group in Los Angeles were mistaken. They were serious. Because they were said that, they're reading this part of the Gopi dancing with Lord Krishna, and they're taking drugs. And also they have some illicit connection with women. But there is one disciple of Srila Prabhupada says, no, this is not true. And still in good standing right now. So, before this rasa dance, actually, Lord Krishna played his flute. And the sound of the flute is a thief that captured the hearts of the gopis. Once they heard this playing of the flute, the sound of the flute, it enters into their ears and into their hearts. And when that sound vibration of the flute, the fifth note especially, we've heard from the scriptures that they gave up everything. These pastimes of rasa dance happened when Lord Krishna was 8 years old. At the time, the lifting of Govardhan Hill, he was 7 years old. When Indra Dev became envious and became furious about Lord Krishna's convincing the cowherd men to perform the Govardhan Leela, the whole Vrindavan was devastated with rainfall, and Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill. Next year, next Janmashtami, the 8-year-old boy Krishna, he became a little bit more mature. He was going to now to Kishore age. Because Krishna's age is a little bit more advanced. Even though he's 8 years old, he is like 10 or 12 years old. The way he's thinking. In the spiritual world, this rasa dance also is being performed. But he is 16 years old eternally in the spiritual world. And to fulfill the desires of the gopis, because they were also praying to Katyayani to be Krishna as their husband, Krishna fulfilled that desire when he stole the garments of the gopis. And especially here, he fulfilled that desire to dance. Lord Krishna have Yoga Maya to do all of these arrangements. When they heard the sound of the flute playing of Lord Krishna, it went inside their heart and it stole all their chastity, all their being shyness, everything. They broke all the rules morally, scripturally, family-wise. It says that there are two kinds of the gopis. One is eternally liberated gopis, and the other ones are the ones who, it's like during the time of Lord Ramachandra, the sages, when they saw Lord Ram in the forest, they remembered Gopal, and they wanted to be. In the next appearance of Lord Ramachandra in the two-armed form, Govinda, Madhava, Keshava, to be part of his pastimes. So they perform sadhana. Those gopis who pray to Katyayani, they are eternally liberated souls, eternally nitya siddhas, eternally associates of the Supreme Lord. Just for our own benefit, seemingly they are praying to Katyayani to attain Lord Krishna as their husband. Prabhupada says, whatever we desire to have that relationship with Krishna, Krishna will let him be in that situation that he will have that relationship. Krishna is the only person in the entire material world and spiritual world that has relationship with each and everyone. He is Aham Bija Pradapita. Compared to us, our relationship with family, friends, and loved ones, maybe up to 10 circles. It will not go beyond that. But Krishna, intimately, he has unique relationship with each and every one of us. So the gopis' relationship is so much so that they gave up everything for Krishna's pleasure. This rasa means mellow or humor. According to the Nectar of Devotion, the summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are 12 humors or mellows, 5 main ones. Krishna is equal to everyone. Samoham sarvabhutesu na medvishyo sriyapriya. He doesn't have an enemy, he doesn't have a friend. According to how we want to relate with Krishna, Krishna reciprocally will want to do the same thing. Yeyatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajami aham. But the gopis, they are the most surrendered. They went beyond any rules. That when they heard the flute, the sound of the flute, some of them, they were feeding their family members. Some of them, they're boiling milk. Some of them, they're making milk cakes. Some of them, they're decorating themselves. But as soon as they heard the sound of the flute, everything goes haywire. Some of them, instead of putting their nose ring, they put it to their foot. Some of them, they're making makeup or mascara, and as we've heard the other day, it went like this. It doesn't matter. Some of them were stopped because those who were performing sadhana, some or other, they get that form of the gopis, but they also not fully qualified to be with Lord Krishna. So some of their husbands, with a stick in their hands, say, stop, you cannot go. But some of them are married also, and they left, went with Krishna. The Acharya says that they expanded themselves. That actually, they were still with their family members, but that pure, unalloyed devotees of the Supreme Lord were able to run towards Lord Krishna. You must have heard that phrase, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. Did you see that t-shirt? They sell it in Loy Bazaar. Those are the gopis. They lost their heart when they heard Lord Krishna's flute. So we must be somehow or other, in order to attain love of God. I was just reading, there was a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. How do you know that you have attained love of Krishna? We can tell if we are attached to Lord Krishna 24 hours a day, like the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They don't have anything else to talk about, to think about, except Krishna. They may not know the Vedas, but by seeing Krishna's beauty, they become so attracted. Krishna is the attractor of Cupid. In the material world, we are attracted by Cupid. Cupid means sex desire. Our main disease is that we have sex desire, mundane sex desire. In the spiritual world, this doesn't exist. This dance between Krishna and the gopis is not of mundane sex desire activities. In the spiritual world, this doesn't exist. Only in the material world. The whole world is revolving, as Srila Prabhupada says, because of this sex desire. And the reason why we're still here is that we still have a tinge of this. So we can tell if we have love for Krishna, if we're thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day like the Brajabasis. Just like no one has to certify you when you are hungry and you eat. We can tell that you are satisfied. We can tell that you are being nourished. We can tell that you have a lot of energy because you have just eaten. So similarly, those who have love for Krishna, we can tell as well. We can tell ourselves and we can tell if they have love for Krishna, because just by seeing them, we also think about Krishna. That is first-class devotee. When you see a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, he does not have to open his mouth. He will make you think immediately that Krishna is God, that I am his servant, and I meant to serve him. So, we cannot imitate this rasa dance. No way. Not just by hearing them. Prabhupada says also in the Krishna book though, that in order to get rid of lusty desires, we have to read this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But from the right source. And we have to be qualified as well. A person who is speaking about these topics may be qualified, but we should also be qualified to hear them. Just like in order to have love of God, the spiritual master must be qualified and the disciple also must be qualified. Then the fruit of love of God will manifest. Now the problem here is that both. This is what's going on. If the speaker is not qualified and the hearer is not qualified, it is only sense enjoyment that will lead to further ruination of one's spiritual life. If one goes to Radha Kund, who is so eager to go to Radha Kund, but he's not qualified, then he's not in Radha Kund, he's in Naraka Kund. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they did not take bath in Radha Kund, the acharyas. They can just take a few drops. Or you have to ask permission from your Guru Maharaj or from an advanced devotee. But that's all right. At least once a year, devotees do it during the Bahulastami, right? Radha Kund's appearance day. No, we cannot barge into this. It's not possible. There are so many pseudo-yogis, and they impersonating Lord Vishnu. Just like during the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is this one person, Vishvakshena. He said that he is Lord Vishnu. And he has some mystic power. He can create some fire from your hair or your head. And others are being misled, so they will send their daughters and their wives to be enjoyed by this Vishvakshena during the middle of the night to perform rasa dance. and he has two assistants, Brahma and Shiva. So the news came to the authorities, the British rulers, and they designated Bhaktivinoda Thakur to check on him. So when he went there, Bhishmakshena has some kind of mystic power. He knew the intention of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, why he came. And immediately he says, "Oh, how are you? You must stay here. Be one of my followers." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Who are you?" "I am Vishnu." "Oh, if you're Vishnu, then Jagannath is in Puri. So you must come with me." No. "He's just made of matter. This is material form. This cannot be. I am Isvara, Param Isvara." So immediately, he knew that this is an imposter. And along with his constable, policeman, they captured him, and eventually he was jailed and he died. He took poison immediately after hearing that he will be sentenced to life imprisonment. So, Srila Prabhupada says that if we are engaged in Sankirtan Yajna, that is also rasa dance. If you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, if you are engaged in Harinam Sankirtan, that is also rasa dance. But it has to be done purely without any motivation, without ulterior motive, without self-interest. Then we can attain that someday, just like when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we have 108 beads. And what is the middle? Krishna. So that is also rasa dance. If we chant purely. Yes? And here in the description of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the gopis, they are thinking that Krishna is with her alone. But Krishna is dancing so fast, just like a lightning fire brand. You've seen a firework. What do you call it? When you go like this, it looks like one. So Krishna is in the middle, but he is dancing so fast that he is also in between. Let's say there's a gopi here, and Krishna is here, and Krishna is here, and both Krishna's hands are on the embracing the shoulder of each gopi. Everyone is thinking like that, but there is only one Krishna. This Krishna who was dancing with the gopis, he is Vaibhav Prakash. There are two expansions of Lord Krishna, Vaibhav Prakash and Vaibhav Bilas. Lord Balaram is Vaibhav Bilas. Same Krishna. Prabhupada says there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is the color. Krishna is bluish black, like a monsoon cloud or our tamal tree here in the temple room. And Lord Balaram is crystal whitish in color. Lord Balaram also dance the rasa dance, but different gopis. Balaram respected his younger brother so much so that when Radharani will walk in Govardhan Hill and he sees some indication there is some whitish color of the shilas, Govardhan shilas, he will walk in a different direction. And Radharani, the same thing, when she sees the golden color, because Radharani is golden, and when Radharani will see the whitest crystal color of Shilas, she will also go in a different direction. This is how Lord Balaram respect his younger brother. And each one, each night, is like one night of Lord Brahma. And when Lord Balaram came, because after they left, he came back to visit his mother and father,
Mother Yasoda Nanda Maharaj, Mother Rohini. She had a set of other gopis whom he spent for 2 months. And these 2 months is not enough, which even one night is about the same as the length of one day of Lord Brahma, which is 4.3 billion years. Day and night, 24 hours, 8.6 billion years. That's quite a long time, isn't it? We don't have any imagination. We cannot reach that imagination that 2 months is not enough for the rasa dance. So, these are not ordinary dealings between a boy and girl. That's why Srila Prabhupada is emphasized more and more about sadhana bhakti. Getting up early in the morning, coming to the Mangal Arati, worship the Lord, worship Tulsi Devi, worship the spiritual master, and be active during the day, perform practical service, and in the evening again, we have, you know, in the morning, Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Bhagavad Gita. You can be in Vrindavan, but not being in Vrindavan, if you are not engaged in Krishna consciousness, because the mind is so tricky. You can be here physically, but at the same time, it's not necessarily that you are in Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur says, Visaya chariya kave sudahave man. Kave have haribo shi Vrindavan dham. We have to give up this propensity to enjoy the material energy. As long as we have material desires, we cannot reach Vrindavan. You cannot be in Vrindavan by flying Air India or Air Mauritius. Or you cannot come to Vrindavan by train or by bus or by taxi. You can only come and enter Vrindavan with the permission of Srimati Radharani and Lord Shiva, who is the Pal. He is the protector of Vrindavan. As long as we have material desires, we can talk and talk about more of this. We will not reach Vrindavan. We are going farther and farther away from Vrindavan. I've seen some devotees. They wanted to go immediately to Radha Kund. They want to imitate the Babaji's there. But eventually, they ended up coming back here with long hair like hippies, and they went back to their place of residence, and who knows whether they're still connected with the movement or not. We cannot force ourselves to come to Vrindavan. We have to have proper mentality and service attitude. Humility is a must. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all of this available for us with just chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and don't offend the Vaishnavas. Two things in order for us to attain pure love of God. Constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any offenses, and don't commit Vaishnav Aparad. So in this way, hopefully, whatever is our relationship with Lord Krishna will manifest someday. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Oh, wait, Bhakta Mike is coming. Who is asking the question? Yes.
Yes, Mataji.
Anuraj Madam, how this verse represents about the spiritual masters?
What was that again? Huh?
How this verse represents, that is, praising about the spiritual masters.
Can you understand her question? No, I'm not able to speak slowly. How?
How this verse
Huh?
How this verse represents our spiritual master?
I don't know. How this verse is represents a spiritual master? I am sorry, I don't know. How this verse relate to the spiritual master? Huh? Or the chapter?
This is the chapter.
See, just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, how is it that all the characters from the Mahabharata are there? Immediately we're being introduced, so that we know all the different characters later on, because Lord Krishna will deal with them. So ultimately, even though it is the first chapter, we are being introduced the topics of what is going to be later on. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different than Radha and Krishna combined. Radha Krishna. Si Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Because later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation will very greatly emphasize. How is it that this feeling of separation is the highest, is higher than those of meeting? The anticipation to meet the lover and the beloved is more intense than when they meet. Because sometimes when they meet, they still think they're not there. So we're being introduced of what's going to be the next few more, whatever is going to be the rest of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you understand? Do you understand? It's like an introduction, the spiritual master. Why is it the introduction is a spiritual master, chapter 1? Because without the spiritual master, we will not be able to understand this subject matter. And we have to hear the subject matter from the authorized persons. And Srila Prabhupada, who can be more authorized than him? We're just repeating what we've heard. We don't know anything. Om Gyana Timirandasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksur Ulmitam Yena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha. So we're being introduced to these different characters so that in the future when we hear and see and we'll be able to relate to the topics being discussed. Yes? Is that understood? Yes? Okay. First of all, Prabhupada says, read Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada says, even before Bhagavad Gita, we should understand Sri Ishupanishad. If the ABC is the Bhagavad Gita, the kindergarten is the Ishupanishad. First, we have to learn Krishna Tattva. Then we can relish Krishna Leela. Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the doctorate level of spiritual knowledge. We can learn something by reading alone, but we have to hear, especially from devotees of the Supreme Lord. It's very important. Okay? Yes, Sriram Pandit Prabhu, microphone. Bring it back immediately, the microphone, so we have to wait, don't have to wait for a long time. Understood. Understood. When the demigods were up there and they were watching, they're playing kettle drums and throwing flower petals, they were singing the Gandharvas. This is just the beginning. They did not see when Krishna disappeared. They did not see. These are more intimate now. Krishna disappearing to give lessons to the gopis because they became so proud. And Krishna lifting. Krishna also was looking for Radharani. That they did not see. Certain aspect, certain part of the rasa dance, just like this beginning. But when Krishna lifted Radharani, put her on his shoulders because he's feeling tired, this was not seen by the demigods. They can see many pastimes like killing of the demons, or Mother Devaki about to give birth to Lord Krishna. They can see all of this. But the most intimate pastimes, no. Even the other gopas can enter. Not even the other sakis can enter. Who can enter? The manjaris. They can see because they're younger in age and they're more innocent. So, very good question. But how is it that we are able to see? Because hearing also is seeing. Again, to give us an impetus that someday, if we are qualified, we'll be able also to enter into these pastimes. Prabhupada says, I was hearing a lecture this morning. Prabhupada says, whatever your relationship with Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. But you cannot be another Nanda Maharaj or another Mother Yasoda. No, we can follow in their footsteps. We can have Krishna in the mood that he is also our son. It's like being a nurse. But these more intimate pastimes, demigods, they cannot enter. No. Yes, Sri Ram Pandit Prabhu.
So it's a very basic question. So as you said, you cannot enter, one cannot enter Vrindavan without Srimati Radharani's permission. So the question is...
And Lord Shiva.
And Lord Shiva. So the question is, myself, I came to Vrindavan 5 years back. So I think particularly I came here, and now I'm here the past 5 years. So is it like my wish was to be here, or was Radharani's plan that brought me here? How do I understand this? And because other questions, once you come, then there is also a question of sustaining yourself in this place. So how do you understand this world dynamics?
Okay. The desire may be there. The desire to come and be in Vrindavan may be there. But to be actually in Vrindavan, that is another thing. We have to work hard for that, to be really in Vrindavan. If we are untruthful, if we are a liar, if we are envious, you can be still in Vrindavan, no problem. But you're not in Vrindavan. All these qualities, good qualities, 26 qualities mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita will manifest to a real devotee and being in Vrindavan. Being in Vrindavan means you are kind, you are truthful, no envy, you are compassion. Huh? All of this. No. You may be physically here, but you are not in Vrindavan if you are the opposite of the qualities of a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. But we can work for that, to become one day to be a resident of Vrindavan if we chant purely the holy name of the Lord and don't offend any Vaishnavas. Number one is envy, to get rid of. Prabhupada says, one who is making advancement in Krishna consciousness, someone will be there to pull you down. And this is in Vrindavan. This is happening in Vrindavan. I have been here for many years and I have many experience, many envious people here. They will not last long. Only for some time, Haribol, Haribol. But they will go away. Krishna will not let them stay here, Radharani and Lord Shiva. So, we are here. So, take advantage the most while you are here. Capture the real mood of what is Vrindavan. Because in Vrindavan, envy doesn't exist. Last two questions. Okay? Yes. You can take a few drops, put on your head, that is taking bath. Because Radhakund is none different than Radharani. With the permission of your Guru Maharaj, you can go, or with the permission of other senior devotees, you can go and take bath also. But just to give as example, the Acharyas never take bath in Radhakund. Because when you touch with your feet Radhakund, you're touching Srimati Radharani with your feet. That's why you have to offer obeisances and with great awe and reverence pray that please forgive if there is any offenses that I may have committed or I will commit. Please be merciful unto me, Srimati Radharani. Last question. Your question is not counted. You can ask me later. Last question to the Mataji. Manjaris are associates, are more intimate than the Sakis. Because they're younger in age, they're young, like 2 years younger than the normal age of the Sakis. They're assistants of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna also. Everyone are there to serve Radha and Krishna. Yes, also, when you say serving Radha and Krishna, you're also assisting other devotees. We cannot be direct. It's very difficult. That is very, very intimate. Yeah, some of them, like the six Goswamis, the Acharyas. In our line of disciplic succession, most of the Acharyas, they are either assistants or there. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.